We've already heard this morning that inflation seems to be an extremely successful scenario in order to explain recent astrophysical data. Impressively demonstrated here by this plot of the temperature fluctuations in the cosmic microwave spectrum that we have seen already in the morning. And data gets so precise that even starts to put certain models under pressure, certain significant models, and this seems to be the right moment for us questions, and one can really derive the input on potential instead of just postulating one. And so I'm more likely to derive it from some underlying theory. And as you have seen yesterday on the checklist for the team, the string theory seems to be a good place to start. So recently, there has been some progress in inflationary model building in string theory, basically due to two developments, flat quantifications, which have been reviewed yesterday, for example, by Hermann Mangano and Phil Beckman, and brain inflation that you heard about in the morning and also yesterday by Hermann Mangano. And there's one inflationary model in string theory which nicely combines these two ideas, which goes under the name KKL-MLT model, according to the authors, Kettle, Tyler, Linden, Magazine, and Bellis, and Lubeli. Let me start by reviewing the model by KKL-MLT, although it was also part by reviewing the morning by Henry Kite, but the second one is let me do it again. So this is a cartoon of the KKL-MLT model. It's based on the Lavoie manifold, which has one flow of regions, which are stabilized by turning on shape complex. The shape complex introduces some stable potential as a group of a written type, and this is assumed to stabilize from the structure model I had a little. So the combinatorial model I which determine the shape of the short regions. And this stable potential, however, does not depend at all on the Kerr structure model line. So in order to also get potential for them, the use of some non-perturbative effect. So this they consider atoms which are wrapped around four sides in the Lavoie manifold, and assume that strong gauge dynamics on the seven band for volume theory leads to the Zeeman modification, which leads to this additional piece from the first piece in the superpotential. And these constants capital and small a depend on the model, and actually capital A also depends on the values of the complexation model and the minimum. And the appearance of rho in the X component is due to the fact that the gauge coupling on the seven grain word volume is given by the volume of the four cycles. And this is the imaginary part of one of the scales of the COH cutting on rho. And this you can easily derive by using the theorem of the on the four cycle. So, and, the volume here is the volume of the action if you want to go to the filter independent. So, and by doing this additional case of the super potential, they managed to stabilize also the filter structure model like, although in an ADS background. In order to limit this to the easier of the function, they add these anti-experiments at the tip of the throat. The position has been shown to be stabilized by the set quality of the three complex, so they do not introduce in Wonderland. And by the attention of the mentalist, we are very similar to Siddha. And now, in this circular, Kepler Geometry, Hecker Energy introduce more words, knowledge of this word, brain, interbrain, participation, where the interest on the scale by one of the position model lies, the extreme brain. And the interesting thing that was noticed in the paper, Hecker Energy, is that in the presence of this one by extreme brain, the definition of the scalar row that you remember on the field of transparency you mentioned about which takes the volume of the foresight. The definition of row is now modified and it's shaped as symmetrical part of shifted by some kind of dimension test and the streamers. And this mixing between the closed and the open stream model leads to some difficulties with this model. So one of them, the first of them, study known as the row problem. So I already heard a bit from the neural quantum package in the seven-way layer calculation, which is just given by the power volume, by the volume of the force factor, where present seven layers. This is not a real part of a multi function, this modifies the variable row. So remember, the imaginary part of the row was just a function here. And this missing piece in the concept of the semi-type, we will see in a moment, is actually delivered in one loop there, in one loop there. And the first step to this is by comparing the development dependence of these two terms. I told you that R is the volume of the force factor and hydrogen potential, so the escape current involves a factor of e to the minus 5, and much less tense for the dilaton. So we have this term independent of the dilaton, so that probably it's a first limited particularity can come from one loop. The second problem is the interest in mass process. So if you assume that there's something paid here, if you are at a position in modular space where this function k is just given to be modified for very term in I, which is one combination of the scheme and the other scheme, then and if you consider the form of the potential around the minimum, which is some constant, which however depends on the choice of the complex larger modular for example, in the minimum, divided by the volume of some power alpha. If you just like use this definition, then it's called the potential around small values for pi and introduce canonically known as different from here, then you will see that the parameter that we derive from this potential here is order one, actually two. So, as you already heard in the morning, when in the Italia, several proposals to address this problem. So, for example, this derivation, they did not take into account this problem interaction. And I also mentioned the possibility to have class problem instead of what I want to that's here is that the derivation and the seeming problem actually comes from an improper truncation at one loop that which leads to the fact that in the case that they consider the superponential seems to be independent of the streamers that is high. So what I mean with improper truncation is there's one loop correction taken into account in minus the function k up here. But there are actually additional loop corrections which will lead to a prime dependence of the super potential and also this additional dependence to an additional contribution to the input compass. And let me get another motivation for this thing. So, assume that you have more than one discrete brain. In that case, the missing in the cache coupling on the cell device what needs some address. So because then the streamer is going to see a map as well. So you will have at least two addresses. And from what I told you before, from the telephone address, seems relevant that you have that the missing target tree comes from one root or two boundaries, one from the distinct branch and one from the descendant branch. And as you will see in a moment, that this one loop also one loop diagram actually should get the missing term up here, but also additional dependence in the gate that you come to me on the three branch together. And while the Gagino conservation super potential, this additional dependence would also appear in the potential. After reviewing the basic problem that motivated our work and the problems in it, let me give you a short outline on the rest of the talk. So, I recently not been able to do this calculation of the actual energy background because it's so complicated. So, what I will do is I will first calculate my loop versions to the descendant branch data due to the algorithms for the non-conservative super potential in two different cases. In an n plus 2 and in an n plus 1 have to be already good. And certainly, doing this, we are not able to capture all the quantitative features of the gigahertz energy model. In particular, the calculation is done in the background of Kolmogorov effect, or any background classes. So, and also, we do not have to put on the work. However, you can expect to get some qualitative picture out of this calculation and see what effects might arise at one point there. And I will tell you, I will also discuss the problems with the guys later in the morning. And then I will go on telling you recent results on the value of questions for the data potential, and then I will conclude. So, let me first remind you of
the quantity. Why should it be relevant for inflation? Why is selection the development for inflation?
Yeah, that's also. So,
the use of inflation, I'm imagining a synthesis is completely broken, very badly broken. But if I have to make any correction to the limit on mass, which is sensitive and is reasonable, I have to do those loop corrections in that diagram, in supersymmetric broken diagram.
Yeah, that's true. So, do you think that's it? No. I'm not doing this. As I said, I'm interested in the qualitative picture, and I described to you the several steps for the KKMG model. So, the screen is growing, that's true, that we have a very intimate head, the end of the three plans.
It's broken. As soon as the brain is happening, it's broken. That's the reason that the brain is moving.
That's right. So, I mean, I'm not able to take into account any time, also, it's a timing and so on. And as I said, I cannot make any quantitative predictions for the example. The point is to see whether interatom mechanics can arise in the super potential at one root level and also be solve the flow problem, for example. So in the end, I will not make any statement of the actual value of the data. So let me remind you of the relevant features of the NQSO model that I'm considering. It is a complicated world based on a porous time HK at the open time and the system is in. So I'm considering the testing for open monster 2. So this is basically a partial replication of the model which has been known in the class since the beginning. And actually, in order to get these 73 branches, I'm actually going to use the T-wheel of this model. So in the T-wheel of this model, you have stress on filling the 3 branches and stress on filling the 7 branches, which are the sketch sheet. And the scalars that are relevant for our discussions certain vector-minded tests around the complex equipment scalars along the torus. The complex structure of the torus and two scalars along the common ground, that is the measurement side here. The imaginary part of house and the imaginary data from, and the imaginary part of growth, the volume of the case, in understand right. And that's additional contribution that was derived from this landscape of the New York Stafford's power of the container, which depends on the three brands of that. And again, by doing a reduction of similar computer addiction, you would get that the sediment edge coupling is just given by the volume of the H3, so it's not a real part of the, it seems to be not a real part of the function in this modifier. This is the end of the version of the raw problem. So, but we should ask, correcting the sediment band gauge coupling. If you add the leading term coming from this level, and you add the correction set one loop level coming from the Möbius, and this analog was one way in the sediment band and one on the scale band. And when you get from the resolving part of the gauge coupling, it's a product. You get this leading term from this level, and these additional terms, which are independent of the other point. And you can see, there was the lower limit of sigma 1, depending on the frequency scales and the complex structure modules, and this lower limit of eta. And this also with the transfer, you would require that this would be given by the real part of the holomorphic function in your variables. And now you see, this additional term providing the one loop there, which nicely combines the second term in order to get the holomorphic, the real part of the holomorphic function in this modified sort of level. So this is the initial focus on the structure for the problem. And you see that there are these additional terms in particular, this one on which depends on the stream band scalars. And if this appears in the longitude potential, then this term you would need to break into the shifting that you have the classic left shifting space by the telescope.
Excuse me, what is the shift symmetry?
Sorry?
What is the shift symmetry that is broken?
The shift symmetry in the real part of the three-band scalars. So, the error potential is the effect of the imaginary part as a whole dynamic. So, but this correction here depends on both. So, the potential will possibly depend on the imaginary part. So, let me just briefly tell you how to generalize it. That's what I think was one. The model, the simplest model, that it was found, that we consider is the 6 over the 2 times the 2. And again, we are not looking at the original model that G2 will run. So, in the original model, we know about both of this, at least three essences. Each of one needs one of the power environment and it's on the other two exactly in the same way as in the endless loop that I discussed above. So, even though the details are different for some application, the calculation is very similar and the result has our endless loop result from before is very similar. So, I should have told you, due to this shape of the coefficients. In this case, we actually have three sets of seven brands wrapped around the four cycles of so, for example, if you take the descending brand, which is wrapped around the second and third torus, and consider the sequence on the sequence that are on the first torus. And it would be very clear just in the result I showed you about up to some constants. So, given this, So, I'll show you again for you. If you get a very strong this one, the strong, and it was one for the introvert, what you get about the basic which appears in the genome of the system for both potential. So, now we're coming in the special collections, and in the calling for second order in the intercom field together from the group for the intercom muscle. And in the paper by Professor MRC, they in appendix F, they show you the effect of intercom dependence in the superpotential on the other parameter. And what they get is that the linear contribution is proportional to this ratio of the value of the potential in the area minimum to the value of the potential in the minimum. And when it has a sum in the area, which is something of complicated formulas the formula by KK and MLT, this conservator would have this shape. So, that's why I stand around 5 plus 1 half. That's just because the thinking is technically, 5 to 0 would not be a good choice because you have the stream runs on the house, the stream runs on the initial analysis. So, and from this formula, you see the big data are solid, then you have a chance to lower the meter parameter. And it turns out that data is positive over the time. So, as I said, this validity, the getting message that you should take away from this is that these one-node versions can use some dependence of non-perturbed super-potential stream run scalars. And this allows you by tuning the classes so that there are 100 on mass. So the value of the dependent on these parameters on the values of the structure of the line plus and the minimum, and also on additional corrections that are mentioned that we have not taken into account. And one of these corrections is the one.
How do you look at this max state? Why does it not be, we left the representation. And what predicts this in this max? We're calculating M of I in your model.
Yeah. So,
what would predict it here?
So, in the same question before,
so it doesn't make any sense to talk about the meter problem in this one. That's what I'm saying. And you can have calculated the mass of some type with the assignment, but you cannot say anything beyond that.
Yeah.
You cannot put it in the integrity theory and say that I'm not a problem because I can lower down the mass.
So, I think that what you would agree to the statement that it is interesting to see that there's high dependence in the super potential, and this allows, this would give an additional view to the input on mass, and that might allow, if you know all the corrections, this might allow to tune the impact. If you let in the end, information will flow enough value that I can't say. Or because this question also depends on the structure models, and this where you see dominant by the classes. So by fine-tuning the classes, you at least have hope that you can decide that small because maybe before it can only be just two that you can't show. So I think it's a so one of the corrections that I did not talk about yet is corrections to the Keller potential, and this goes from you can take into account. So let me first consider the analytics loop case again. Then the leading order Keller potential and also the one of the corrected metric of the structure models was also given in the paper that and the analysis of the star of the Hilton data. So note that the one of the corrected metric of the such a modernism. I guess about any call, I mean, also did that time with an edit, also a role modernism. And was this constant euphoria? And I have already included that. Studying argument, which has set you, which has you in this paper, which is just in a moment. And this is was just the monologue of pleasure and serious. Our question is how to generalize this formula in the case of three words together, and also what to find actually the error potential. And finding the error potential, it has and it is also possible because then you know that the classification is given by some people that can order more expansion to your error. That's given by this formula that any of the moduli are deciding to recognize that since that's really great form. Yeah, that's just get very much. So my notion that it's an automatic function and it only gets the level of the screen in my notes, the contributions and then non-contributions. And the filler that I'm contributions will have also given in this paper. And we are interested in that one amount. So the strategy that we follow is to take the coupon functions of the order that we and we got the Kanner metric, and for that you have to make use of a shape because you know that it's considered when you get that functional quantity, and so the two-part function will be zero. But there has been introduced a trick I have not seen, which has been used in literature rather often, and that is to still keep this value to zero, but taking P1 function to a little bit. Non-zero. And then this time you are relying on the data to take the coefficient of the linear term and then we are making the two functions in the Kanner metrics. And from there you have to generate the sign k from this point on the green potential. So the result that we find the following, I give it to you for only one is given scalar. So the Kanner potential is again the logarithm of some argument, and the first one is just the meaning of the character of the function before. And these are the corrections. See some function of order, that's you can calculate it. And now it was this function before, was a non-dimensional first. And the combination here, you know, and E2 is generalization of the monomorphic algebra transfers, which involves this exponential and depending also on the three-point scalar and other complex structure models. And now, interestingly, and really clearer in the most talks about later on, interestingly, you can actually rewrite this in the form that we have in the constructing this form, which is just a smaller quantity potential, which is given in this form. So there was here this two-degree numbers, and then polygons. And then this is very similar to what we performed in the world. And now it was that this value dependence here also does not come in the form of polygons. This is also just going to be in this model. So you see the meaning that it just depends on the measurement of the time. Now, in the model that I discussed before, the mistake of it's one of the things to generalize the results on turning into spines because, as in this case, the calculations are similar. And in the two results, we can get a turning block also here. So, if you have that, you basically just get three results of the case before. And now, however, we do not have any argument about the error potential here, because the three potential is only for loop values. So in this case, we are only able to determine the meaning transcend of the working correction model. So you can here get this combination of inclusive and exclusive transcend. And now let me make a couple of comments. So first of all, the relevant combination which becomes the potential is actually in this measure of the other the non-potential single potential. And if you turn A and F into a field that has one loop terms, then you see that this combination here is a direction of one loop. And as we saw, the correction to the gas kinetic function is actually independent of the electron. Whereas in correction to the final correction to the Taylor potential, is addressed by the effect of the electron and this model of the role. So generically, it will be suppressed compared to the correction to the gas kinetic function. However, this also, of course, depends on the data of the function X or 2. And it will give you a rough idea how this looks like. I've plotted it here, including this aspect of this present in terms of subtraction of optimal solving. So this is this combination. Again, let's take again and try to this one half. And you see that this function is signed here and a zero here. And now it's not from the large range of values that you do with the order 1 or so. So you see generally that this contribution will be set as if you have a small and then large volume. So another point that I want to make before I'm finishing is you can compare to the non-trivial electron correction. So the interesting thing is that the process correction works in most of the scale structure that you had was only in classes of one, so some of the surface correction. They both have different dependence on the dilaton and on the volume. So, certainly the one loop correction is down in the dimension of the dilaton. But interestingly, it turns out that it is less addressed in the large volume limit. So, to write down this formula, I assume the following is rho or SR. So, and then rho is roughly given by 2/3 of the volume because the volume was a 4-second. To make your feeling what this means, assume that these two three factors are just equal for some random example for the structure of the basis. Just compare these factors at the end. So if you assume the problem of 2, for example, that would lead to the fact that this term here is less depressed than this term. Starting from a value for the value of the role of property streams of those farther than from that way, the value that was common and also note that this correction is not proportional to the oil streams, but would not finish for whatever zero identically, although shorter than SDOs, but that's a certain value. And one last comment this one loop correction actually only gets contributions from worksheets which are the shape of the cardboard that is autonomous for universe, so not for tomorrow. So that's why you not get this actual big case and you can't write the actual big case. But here it's also easier. Let me just summarize. So, So, what I was talking is that one operation is delegation. So as a role, and then visiting and having a short thing on the first tool. And it also leads to different interconnect mechanics in the long term support. So, and this gives you the possibility in the end, which is your operation to transform in the system of networks. And it's also following that effect that the classic description came in the other potential corrections are updating in the data from these corrections, and however there are less corrections that are forming and capital here and the current corrections. And also they might be just a short symmetry and second meta in your might be submitted in the subplane of order and close more. I think we're going to teach about the internet, that's the problem.